Well, I was on the scene this morning, and the guards are still on the scene. The fire brigade were there in the early hours of the morning as Erskineville was in flames, and they left shortly before 4:47. The fire now is extinguished, and obviously this is an old school that used to be an Irish college, but also served a number of other purposes. It's a derelict building, and just a number of weeks ago I was talking on Highland Radio about the huge development that we're going to see on that site, something that myself and our local councillor John Hamish has been working on, where there's 30 social houses going to be built on that site, and particular 4 units for those with intellectual disability in the area, and planning permission is lodged. So you know, there has been some public attention in relation to this site, but it's also a site that has is a scar on the face of the door. It is a very bad history and has been the location of terrible abuse in the area. So many people have been overjoyed when they heard the news that it was going to be demolished and something new was going to grow out of that site. And as I said this morning, it was in flames. The inside has gutted. The roof in the back has been burnt. And I'm sure that the authorities will carry out the whatever necessary investigations that need to be done.
And it's too early to speculate as to what caused the fire. Is there a feeling on the ground from the Gardaí that it might have been started deliberately?
Yeah, well, as you said, it is too early. You know, it is an old building. It's a building, you know, an old school. There's a lot of timber in it. There's a lot of stuff lying around inside it. The windows have always been open. It's a place where, unfortunately, in the past, you know, people would have frequented it and all the rest. So that's why people wanted to see it knocked, it tumbled, and that history erased from the parish of Kidor. But look, it is too early at this stage, and you know, I know the Gardaí will carry out their investigation. For me, it's important that, you know, there was no, it's a big building, and there was no damage done to any adjoining properties or the businesses that are in the locality, and everything is under control now.